A little before 2 o'clock, Trumkin and the Badger sat with the rest of the creatures at the wood's edge, looking across at the gleaming line of Miraz's army, which was about 2 arrow shots away. In between, a square space of level grass had been staked for the combat. At the 2 far corners stood Glozell and Serpespion with drawn swords. At the near corners were Giant Wimbleweather and the Bulgy Bear, who, in spite of all their warnings, was sucking his paws and looking, to tell the truth, uncommonly silly. To make up for this, Glenstorm, on the right of the arena, Stockstill, looked much more imposing than the Telmarine Baron who faced him on the left. Peter had just shaken hands with Edmund and Dr. Cornelius and was now walking down to the combat. It was like the moment before the pistol goes off at an important race, but very much worse.
I do wish Aslan had turned up before it came to this.
So do I. But look behind you.
What? Oh! Crows and crockery! What are they? They're huge! Beautiful! Like gods and goddesses.
It's the dryads and hammer dryads and sylvans. Aslan has waked them.
But there are so many. There must be hundreds, maybe thousands of them.
They'll be useful if the enemy try any treachery.
But it won't help the High King very much if Miraz proves handier with his sword.
Hush! King Peter and Miraz are entering the arena.
What did they just say?
When?
Just now. They bowed to each other and said something.
I couldn't hear. Ah! There's the signal for the fight to begin.
The 2 swords flashed in the sunlight.
Well done, Peter. Oh, well done. Now follow it up, quick.
Miraz fell back a whole pace and a half. It looked as if the fight might be won. But then he pulled himself together, began to make real use of his height and weight. Edmund and Caspian grew white with sickening anxiety.
Peter's taking some dreadful knocks.
Oh, hello.
What?
What's happening now?
Both pulling apart. A bit tired, I expect. Watch! Now they're beginning again. More scientifically this time. Circling round and round, feeling each other's defences.
Oh, I'm afraid this Miraz knows his stuff.
Yes! Come on, Peter!
What was that? Well, my old eyes missed it.
The High King has pricked Miraz in the armpit. Just where the armhole of the chainmail let the point through. First blood.
It's looking ugly again now, though. Peter, lift up your shield! He must be hurt in the left arm.
Oh, you've seen more battles than I. Was there any chance now?
Precious little. I suppose he might just do it.
Why did we let it happen at all?
Oh, good. They've agreed to a rest.
Come on, Doctor. You and I may be able to do something for the High King.
Oh, right.
Peter! Peter, are you all right?
Yes.
Is your arm wounded?
It's not exactly a wound. I got the full weight of his shoulder on my shield, like a load of bricks, and the rim of the shield drove into my wrist. I don't think it's broken, but it might be a sprain. If you could tie it up very tight, I think I could manage.
Right. Dr. Cornelius, hand me that cloth.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hold out your wrist.
Here.
What do you think of him, Peter?
Tough. Very tough. I have a chance if I can keep him on the hop till his weight and short wind come against him. To tell the truth, I haven't much chance otherwise. Give my love to everyone at home, Ed, if he gets me.
Peter?
Here he comes. So long, old chap. Goodbye, Doctor.
Good luck.
And Ed, say something specially nice to Trumpkin. He's been a brick.
You can tell him yourself. Later.
Right.
The High King is fighting better.
He seems to be making more use of his shield. That's right, Peter. Keep him moving. Make Miraz work for his strikes.
You coward! Yeah. What are you stand up and fight?
Oh, I do hope he won't listen to them.
Not Peter. You don't know him.
Oh. What?
He's taken a blow to his helmet. Get up, Peter. Get up. Look out, Peter. He's coming at you!
I can't look!
No, wait, it's all right. It glanced down his right shoulder. His mail didn't break.
Great Scott, he's up again! Go to it, Peter, go!
What?
What happened? How did he get up?
He grabbed Miraz's arm as it came down.
There's a man for your truffle hunter. Uses his enemy's arm as a ladder. The High King! The High King!
Miraz is angry. That's good.
They were certainly at it hammer and tongs now. Such a flurry of blows that it seemed impossible for either not to be killed. As the excitement grew, the shouting almost died away. The spectators were holding their breath. It was most horrible and most magnificent. Then a great shout rose from the old Narnians. Miraz was down, not struck by Peter, but face downward, having tripped. Peter stepped back, waiting for him to rise.
Oh, bother. Need he be as gentlemanly as all that?
Comes of being a knight and a high king.
Right.
Yes, but that brute will be up again in a minute, and then...
But Miraz never rose. Lord Glazell and Lord Sir Pespian had their own plans ready. As soon as they saw their king down, they leapt into the arena, crying...
Treason! Treachery!
The Narnia traitor has stabbed our king in the back while he lay helpless!
To arms!
To arms!
To arms! To arms!
Peter hardly understood what was happening. He saw two big men running towards him with drawn swords. Then the third Telmarine had leapt over the ropes on his left.
To arms, Narnia! Treachery!
If all three had set upon Peter, he never would have spoken again. But Lord Glazell stopped to stab his own king dead where he lay.
That's for your insults this morning.
Peter swung to face Lord Sir Pespian, slashed his legs from under him, and with the back cut of the same stroke, hit him in the head. Edmund was now at his side.
Narnia! Narnia! The lion!
The whole Telmarine army was rushing towards them. But now, the giant was stamping forward, stooping low and swinging his club. The centaurs charged, the dwarfs let fly their arrows. Full battle was joined.
Attack! Attack!
Come back, Reaper Chief! You'll only be killed! This is no place for mice!
But the ridiculous little creatures were dancing in and out among the feet of both armies, jabbing with their swords. Many a Telmarine warrior that day felt his foot suddenly pierced, as if by a dozen skewers, hopped on one leg, cursing the pain, and fell as often as not. If he fell, the mice finished him off. If he did not, someone else did. But almost before the old Narnians really warmed to their work, they found the enemy giving way. Tough-looking warriors turned white, gazing in terror behind them, and then flung down their weapons, shrieking,
"The wand! The wand! The end of the world!"
Soon, neither their cries nor the sound of the weapons could be heard anymore, for both were drowned in the ocean-like roar of the awakened trees as they plunged through the ranks of Peter's army and then on in pursuit of the Telmarine. In a few minutes, all Miraz's followers were running down to the great river in the hope of crossing the bridge to the town of Varuna and there defending themselves behind ramparts and closed gates. They reached the river, but there was no bridge. It had disappeared. Then, utter panic and horror fell upon them, and they all surrendered.